Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family, the Christmas special of FPL Family. And I know it's going to be a difficult Christmas for a lot of people. It's going to be a difficult Christmas.
Seriously.
But I can't take myself seriously. I look like an idiot. I was trying to make a serious point there, and I've got this thing on me, and I've got to take it off. I can't wear this. It's got to come off. That might come back on later, but I can't wear that. You've got a nice one. I had to wear that. I can't wear that. State of it. It looks like a really Christmas... It looks like a crap version of the sorting hat from Harry Potter, doesn't it?
You're the Christmas tree.
It looks awful, doesn't it? It looks awful. Anyway, guys, welcome. Good evening to this Christmas episode of FPL Family. And just as I was about to say, it's going to be a difficult Christmas for a lot of people, Sam. We ourselves have just gone into Tier 4 here in Hertfordshire. I know a lot of you guys... And for those of you that are overseas and don't understand the UK tiering system in terms of COVID lockdown, we're struggling to understand it ourselves, but we know we are in the highest tier. So it is going to be a very difficult Christmas to share with loved ones. It's going to be a difficult week. And frankly, it has been a difficult weekend of news from the UK government with regards to lockdown. So we are here, guys. We are here for you for tonight, this 1 hour, one and a bit hours. Let's just have fun. We're going to have a beer. I hope you've got a beer or a drink or something. And let's just... chat about FPL and let's just see how it goes, Sam. Because whisper it quietly, Sam from FPL Family, Manchester United are in a title race, aren't they? Third with a game in hand. 6-2 today over Leeds.
The question is though, Lee.
Go on.
Are they a big horse or a little pony?
A little pony? I think they're just pony. No, they're not pony. No, they're very, very good at the moment. If anything, the amount of stick that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's got this year, the PE teacher thing, everything else.
He's not going to get fired now, is he?
They're doing very, very well. What's not to say? What's not to like? They're doing very, very well indeed. A super chat straight away. Let's get into the live chat and say hello to a few people. Let's crack on with this tonight. I want to get to the FPL action because we've got not just this game week to review, but we've got, since we were last here, the announcement of double game week 19 and blank game week 18. Mm. So I've got a bit on that a bit later on, and I'm going to get your thoughts on what you are thinking in terms of your chip strategy, if indeed you're thinking that far ahead already. And guys, get in the live chat. If you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. Let me know what you are thinking with regards to 18 and 19 and chip strategies and all that sort of... What are you drinking, by the way? Is that taboo again?
No, it's a porn star martini.
It's a what? Why can't you have something normal? Why, when you come on these live streams, can you not just... I'm having a glass of wine or something. Last time it was taboo. And what is it now? Porn star martini.
It's going to be taboo for New Year. The first stream of the New Year, I'm going to be on the taboo.
I have to live with this, guys. Unbelievable, isn't it? Porn star martini.
I think that you're bloody lucky that you're in tier four with me.
Are you kidding, aren't you?
Oh, have you seen the amount of food and drink I've bought for Christmas?
Yeah, our garage is absolutely stocked.
We were meant to be hosting.
Supposed to be hosting all of our family at Christmas,
well,
and now they can't come.
Free ourselves.
So now it's just me and the kids eating mini cheddars and Twiglets until we explode.
And the kids can't drink Peroni or Brewdog.
There's a lot of beer in the garage.
What
There's
else
a lot
did I buy?
Beer.
Corona.
Is it?
That's funny, isn't
appropriate?
It?
Appropriate, yes, appropriate. Yeah. So we have got doubles and blanks to talk about a bit later on, guys. I'll be doing a Manager of the Month update as well, because a certain person in this room doing quite well.
Oh, shut up.
In the Manager of the Month,
yeah, but
so
you know,
far.
The guys asked me in the Slack the other day whether if you win it, you get a prize. And I said absolutely not.
No, no. But you got to buy me a prize, remember? That's
no,
the thing.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Because you refused to do it if I won. So absolutely not. Under no circumstances.
Yeah, just to be clear, if either one of us wins the Manager of the Month, which has never happened, by the way, but if we do, I'm doing all right at the moment.
But they were asking, if you won it, would I buy you a prize? And I said, absolutely not.
Shocking. Can't you believe you'd say no to that.
Because you refused last time when it was me up there.
Can't believe you'd say no to that.
We'll have to make a deal.
The chat are in. Let's say hi to a few people before we get to this game week. We'll obviously do teams and overall rank updates and all that sort of stuff. And of course, Sam, Aston Villa versus West Brom.
On as we speak.
Currently on as we speak, guys. So if there's updates to that game, if there's any more red cards, because the captain of West Brom, Jake Livermore, has gone off. Yellow card initially upgraded by VAR
second
to a red.
Second one of the day that's happened. Too.
Second one of the day that's happened like that. And I have to be honest, it was high. Studs were showing.
He was right.
Probably right, to be honest with
as
you.
As much as I love Jake, it was
I would
the right
be
decision.
Surprised, to be honest with you, if West Brom can get back into that game and Big Sam
what
can rally
in this
them.
Game, you can go above me, can't you? In
possibly.
FPL,
yeah, possibly. If Jack Grealish scores, could be on, guys.
You know, or so Matt Target gets a clean sheet.
Matty Target and Jack Grealish I've got in that game, guys. So if either of those two do anything, I would love to hear it in the comments, guys. In the comments. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. And first things first, we had a super chat way back here that I missed, so let's have a look. It says from Foot Paul, thank you Foot Paul for the super chat. He says, hey FPL family, saw you guys in St Albans Saturday morning.
Did you?
There you go.
Well, you should have said hello.
There you go. You should have worked
over. What were we doing? We were probably looking for Dan the Market Man.
We were faffing about, Sam, to be honest with you, and probably not doing very much because it was so busy up there. I was just like, I feel a bit uncomfortable, to be honest with you. We literally got to do what we got to do and get home.
Yeah, we literally did. We were in there for about 10 minutes. We went to pick something up.
Yeah.
Couldn't pick it up because the guy weren't there.
And come home to watch Liverpool.
So we came home.
That was it. Job done. Yeah.
Bought some bread, actually. That's why I bought some bread.
Would have been very nice to say hello to you.
Come and say hello if you see us again.
You should come and say hello. Daniel Dowley is in. Evening, Lee and Sam. Evening, Daniel. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're well.
Good evening.
Mark Barn is saying, he's in. He's saying, yeah, there's a bit of buffering on the stream, guys. There might be a bit of buffering.
We don't know what's going on tonight.
On the stream tonight. If there is, hopefully it's not bad enough that it really ruins your FPL family Christmas experience. We've got this new equipment here. As a lot of you guys will have seen, I tried to do schedule the stream, and then when I hit go on the OBS, it fires up a brand new stream rather than linking to the one I've scheduled. So, mind blown. Don't know what's going on. But El Nico is saying, yeah, a bit of buffering your end as well. So, guys, hopefully you can live with that. If you can't live with it, maybe we'll cancel this down and we'll start again. But hopefully you can live with it. Zach Twyman is in. Bruno Captain, he says, what a hero Bruno has been. This game week, absolutely sensational. Dread FPO is in. He's saying Wi-Fi is also on the drink. He says also on the source, the Wi-Fi. I don't think it's your end, guys. I don't think it's yours.
End.
I think it's our end. If it gets really unbearable, guys, I will try and do something about it. But hopefully, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. FPL Geordie is in. Hey, FPL Geordie. MZ Ludo is in. Greenish and Watkins so far, a frustrating own this game week. A frustrating own. Optimus Premo is in. He says, hi, guys. Hi, Optimus. How are we doing?
Hi.
Finn McCann is in. Finn, nice to see you. Justin Gearson is in. How are we doing, Justin? Very nice to see you. John Petter, he sold Kane and KDB for Salah and Bamford this week. So...
That went all right.
Josh is in. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
He is in and moderating. He says one word, Bruno. One word, Bruno.
Oh, Josh will be happy boy because he's a United fan as well.
Absolutely sensational. Let's see if FPL Jordan, bad internet in tier 4. Yeah, it could be, mate. I don't think it is you guys. I think it's us. And I don't think it's the bandwidth. I think it's YouTube. And I will try and figure out what it is that's going on. Hopefully, it's not too bad for you. Kay Akbar is in. He's saying, love watching you guys. Thank you for joining, Kay. Matthew is in, and we've got Bossman 525 as well. Bruno is essential, he says. Bruno's essential. What do you make of that? What do you think?
Essential? I agree.
Yeah, could be. He's looking essential, isn't he? Dave Glover is in. He's saying, I dropped the quality of the stream. Put me back a second, but it's better than buffering. So there's a good tip from Dave. Thank you, guys. So if you're watching this and it's in, I don't know, maybe we're accidentally in high definition or something. That's why we're buffering. If that's the case, guys, maybe drop it down to 720p, drop it down to 480p.
No one wants us in high definition.
And that might help with the buffering if you're experiencing a bit of technical difficulty on your end. Ahmed is saying the buffering stopped for me when he did that. Yeah, so there we go, guys. If you drop the quality of the stream down a little bit, I know you want to see us in HD.
Nobody wants that.
If you drop it down a bit, that might help with the buffering. Hopefully that helps. Joe Thurgood is in. He says, Kane captain this week.
Yeah, me too.
Kane captain this week. And Andrew Yee is in, and he is saying, Firmino in for Kane. Firmino in for Kane. Well, listen, lots to discuss this, guys.
Christmas.
Lots to discuss. And you said, actually, on the Scoutcast last week, I got a lot of tweets about this. You got a little bit of pushback on the live stream, on the chat, on Scoutcast
did
of the
I?
Week to
I
say,
didn't
well,
look at the chat.
Yeah, Firmino, Sam, wouldn't necessarily be picking him right now. But listen, you are absolutely spot on.
The stats, I don't know... Honestly, I don't know what it is about Firmino in December, but the kid is unbelievable when it gets to December. It's obviously that cheeky smile, I don't know, just gets to Christmas and he wants to light up the world.
Really, really good, wasn't it? Really good. Let's start with that game then. Let's start with Palace 0, Liverpool 7, which is an absolutely sensational score. Talk me through the roller coaster of emotions, Salah captainers. If you are Salah captainer in the live chat or get in the comments, let me know how you felt on that day. Because obviously Salah benched, which was a little bit unexpected, although we were hearing a few rumours before the game that that might be the case. Obviously, with Jota out injured, I wasn't expecting Salah to be rotated.
No.
Less so for Minamino to come in. But actually, Minamino did quite well. We'll talk about him in a sec. But Salah, having been benched, comes on for half an hour and does what Salah does. In particular, that second goal was sensational.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I remember saying to you, like, what do you think? Do you think Salah will come on? Because in my mind, if you're winning 4-0... Was it 4-0 when he came on?
I think it was 4-0, yeah. I think so.
I didn't see him bringing him on at that point. I was like, you know, if it's KG, if it's like 1-0, 0-0, then yeah, I could see Salah coming on. But 4-0, I was like, he's just going to sit it out. So in my head, I had already kind of budgeted for my first sub. I was like, okay, that'll be Suchek on then. That's fine. But yeah, but absolutely, it was one of those games where you got to be delighted with the points that he gets.
Yeah.
But equally, I felt a little bit gutted as well as a Salah owner, because had he played 60, had he done what Mane did and played 60 rather than 30,
what could he have had in this game?
What could he have got?
You can't complain though. 16 points is
pretty
good.
You can't complain.
And I think if you haven't got Salah in FPL, do you now need to move heaven and earth to get him?
Absolutely, because you don't have a League Cup game in the middle of the week. So he's going to get a nice rest until next weekend, nice belly full of turkey for Christmas, and a nice rest with some family in his house, presumably, because not tier four up there. And, you know, I think come the Boxing Day fixtures, he looks absolutely nailed on to do really, really well.
Well, it's West Brom at home next.
Yeah, I mean...
So, listen, with a week's rest and
big
everything
Sam
else...
Bounce.
Well, you're going to get the big Sam bounce, but of course they'll be without their captain, Jake Livermore,
they
for that
will,
game as well
they
now.
Will.
So, listen, I fancy Liverpool to do very, very well at home to West Brom on Boxing Day. So if you haven't got Salah, that is going to be a difficult watch. You're going to be watching that with your Christmas hat behind the sofa, I'd suggest. But let's talk about Bobby Firmino then.
Yeah.
So two goals and an assist for Bobby Firmino. Looked really, really good indeed. Did he get the three bonus? I think he did. Yes,
he did.
Well,
if he didn't, I'll be astounded.
Yeah, and two fantastic finishes. Now, to talk everybody through why this Firmino for Christmas thing then, because I think you say it more or less every year, and every year no one, including yourself, acts on it.
No, I
so
did
what,
last
so
year.
So what's going on?
Last year I had him for Christmas, okay. and it went really well, because remember, I still had him in January and I triple captained him. But this year it was really hard, and I said this was one of the things I said on the Scoutcast, was that, you know, when you're asked to pick a differential from the Scoutcast, there's no rules apart from they have to be owned by under 5%.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I don't know how you feel about it, but in my mind, I always feel like a differential should also be cheap. I don't know, that just, the differential term, it always to me feels like you should go cheap and you should go lowly owned.
Sure.
But with Firmino, I looked at him and I nearly talked myself out of it before the stream, before that Scoutcast stream, and I looked at it and I was like, oh, no, I'm doing it, because I genuinely, everything backs it up. The stats for him in December are obscene. Absolutely obscene, and I think I don't know why, and I don't think that there can be any logical explanation for it other than maybe it's just that's when his game, like maybe it takes him a couple of months to kind of get there,
maybe.
And then he gets there at Christmas. But his stats are really good, and we'd already had an assist, hadn't we, back in the previous game week from him. I think I'm right in saying that.
Yeah.
He assisted in game week 12. Game week 13 again. Oh no, he scored, didn't he, against Spurs in game week 12. So there was already a little bit there, and I thought, yeah, this is the beginning of something. And you could see it. You could see the confidence in him as well in this game. So I'm looking at him now thinking, gosh, I wish I could get there, because I think for the next few weeks, particularly with Liverpool's fixtures how they are, he looks like a really good bet.
Is it worth doubling up though? Because obviously Mane's got the goal as well, he's got the assist as well, so all of a sudden you want to maybe going into those two games with one Liverpool, as I've only got Salah.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly thinking I probably want another one. Now, I don't know if I've got enough money in my team to switch around to a Mane or a Firmino, but talk to me about Trent and Robertson.
It's hard, isn't it?
Because all of a sudden you want these guys back, don't you? Because the fixtures, even after the next two, look pretty good. And of course, Liverpool have got the double as well coming up in game week 19. So,
but the problem is,
you want one of these guys.
How are you going to get there?
Yeah, it's difficult.
Because to get to Trent or Robbo, it basically means losing one of my, not my premiums. I don't have to lose a premium to get there, but I would have to probably lose Calvert-Lewin or Bamford, who I've only just bought, to free up the money that would then allow me to upgrade somebody probably like Lamptey.
Right.
But that means
you wouldn't want to lose Bamford and Lamptey, because then you'd be talking about getting like Brewster and Trent.
Well, it'd be
like
Brewster
that,
and Trent, yeah, for Bamford and Lamptey. Now, Lamptey is a whole other issue that we'll come to later, I'm sure, when we talk about Brighton. But it's looking like a very scary time not to own a Liverpool defender. And Trent and Robertson are
2-0 to Aston Villa, by the way, Sam. Ollie Watkins with the goal. Oh, well done. You just completely wrecked the camera. Oh, my days.
But how does it go?
Well, you need to fix it.
How? Like that?
The Watkins goal is complete. What are you doing? No.
How?
You're totally wrong.
Like
you've got to fix this.
Like that.
Oh, my God. Sort of, yeah. Sit down. Sit down. What are you doing? Oh, my days, guys. What? You can't throw your hat a at the camera at the Watkins.
Well, I did fire at the camera, but it caught
what
the.
What are you doing?
It caught the wire.
So when you buffer in now, the guy's aiming at the camera.
They'll think it's funny.
That's how they won't. Goodness me, the quality of tonight's live stream.
It's carnage.
Absolutely.
I need my hat back.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Oh, well, no, it's caught up in the wire. Don't do it again.
And now the guys are saying it's being VAR'd for potential offside.
Oh, well, good.
Good lord.
Oh.
Oh, my days.
I about to put my hat back on.
The guys are saying that's not offside, but it has been ruled out. The tactics are saying could be offside. Let's see.
God.
Oh, my days.
Lenny Watkins.
Yes, offside. There we go.
Sorry, camera. I apologise.
So after all of that, and completely wrecking my camera and everything else, it's offside time. You've got nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about.
Watkins does my head in.
There we go. Watkins offside for the goal. Still 1-0 to Aston Villa. Next time you throw your hat in a fit
I'll
of FPL rage,
way.
Could you throw it that way, Sam?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And not at the camera. That would be really good.
Of course.
That would be really good.
So Trent and Robert. So my question back to you then, because for me, to get Trent and Robertson is going to be incredibly difficult. Are Liverpool at the stage now where they are going to start keeping clean sheets? Because if they are, can I go Matip, cover the clean sheets? I know that I can't cover the attacking threat that is Trent and Robbo. I know that with Matip. But is there any justification in owning Matip instead if it means I can keep the likes of Calvert-Lewin and Bamford?
Maybe. But you've already seen this weekend what Trent and Robbo can do going forward.
Yeah.
This is potential as well.
Yeah.
But I do hear what you're saying, because if you want to keep your Bamfords or you want to keep people like that and you want to go to those two guys, then you're talking about going down to Brewster, and you just don't want to do that right now.
I don't really want to be at Brewster, no.
Particularly with the way that Bamford's fixtures play out over the next few weeks. Obviously, the double game week coming up as well looks all right for him. So I don't think you want to be doing that. Let's have a quick chat about Crystal
Palace. What are you going to do, though? Because you've only just sold Robbo.
Yes, I have only just sold Robbo, and to be honest with you, I did it so that, as you guys know, I did it
so
I could fund Bruno and captain him, not just this game week, but last as well. And obviously last one didn't work out. This one has worked out pretty well. So I think in the end, I think that's just about going to be a transfer that's paid off thanks to this game week.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm missing out without Trent or Robbo. There's no doubt. Now, one of the reasons I sold Robbo to fund Bruno was that actually I felt like I might actually want Trent when I decide which Liverpool defender I want. Because one of them's got to come in, I think, for me. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But one looks like it might come in. And if it does, I've now got the ability to have Trent and not Robbo if I want. So I've got the choice. Now, at the moment, it looks pretty 50-50 based on what we saw at the weekend.
Right.
Robertson, if anything, looked a little bit more attacking. So, yeah, but I do want one back. I don't know how I'm going to do it, to answer your question. For the first time in a long time after this game week, I'm starting to wonder whether the cash that I need for those sorts of players might come from one of my Spurs players. I sort of feel doubled up in Spurs, maybe, for the first time, a little bit overkill. But
with the fixtures?
I know, and that's the bit that kills it. Wolves away, I don't think is a game you want to sell your Spurs assets before that game. And then you've got, Fulham and Leeds, I think? Or maybe Leeds and Fulham at home.
Mm.
We've already seen what happens when Leeds go away to a place like Manchester United, where they're set up to counter-attack.
Yeah.
And I just think that is a game where you would want Son and Kane against Leeds. And then, of course, Fulham, you know, obviously improved. But again, it's a game you'd fancy them. So, yes, I do want the Liverpool boys at the back. But the sacrifices, again, that I would need to make in my team, probably around Spurs, and not ones that I want to make with those fixtures coming up. So, guys, get in the chat. Let us know what you're going to do or what you're planning to do if you're going to go to Trent or Robbo at the back. It's a very difficult move to make because they are premium defenders, no doubt about it. A word for Crystal Palace. They're saying anything to say about these guys. It looked a bit unlucky, I guess, in the first half, but then they were a bit wasteful, weren't they? The one that IU played across to Zaha, he should really be doing better with that. Should we be looking at Crystal Palace at all?
No. I feel like I hate myself for saying this, but I thought they missed Benteke in that game. I really did. I thought they missed that target guy in the middle that could just put stuff away, because between Zaha and Ayew, they were missing a lot of the stuff.
I think we'd be saying they missed Benteke.
No, but
they
did.
I sort of agree. Yeah.
They did miss him, and I think that I thought Crystal Palace actually played very well against Spurs in game week 11. Was that? Yeah, game week 11. I thought they did well, but this time around, I thought they just looked I mean, they were outplayed by Liverpool in every stretch of the park, and I think in part that was because they just didn't have that figure up top to just hold the ball, keep it, hold it. There's a lot of pretty players at Palace in Zaha and Ayew, and they just weren't that kind of pretty football. Won't pay off against Liverpool.
Some people are saying you fixed the buffering with that throw.
Have I?
some people are saying the buffering's a little bit better now, and actually if you refresh your stream, it might actually be better. So guys, if you're still getting a bit of buffering, I apologise. Hopefully if you refresh your stream...
Maybe I'll get angry and throw my hat.
Now that Sam's attacked the camera, hopefully that's looking a bit better. let's see. Willie J5 is saying, red card for you, Sam. Red card. James Ward is saying, hat on, Sam. Hat on. And Dread FPL still going back to the no goal VAR ruled out for Ollie Watkins, ruled out. Is Grealish doing anything, guys?
Well, clearly not if it's
Grealish
still
doing anything, because if I'm going to go to Trent and Robbo,
I told you weeks ago to sell Grealish.
He's not a bad pick.
I agree with you, but Robbo or Trent is a better pick.
Hmm. And that could be the one, couldn't it? That could be the sacrificial lamb rather than my Spurs players.
Who have you got to go to?
Well, I've got to go Bissouma or something, haven't I?
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with these.
There's loads wrong with Bissouma. There's absolutely loads wrong with Bissouma.
Not if it enables you to have a better quality rest of the team.
So Crystal Palace 0, Liverpool 7. It's looking good. The champion's looking good.
Back on the top of your perch.
Back on the perch. Back at the other end of the table, what is going on at Arsenal Football Club, Sam?
All I can say is that From a Spurs point of view, this week has been pretty horrendous. But what's happening on the other side of North London has made it a little bit more bearable. Because I honestly...
The shop, Arsenal.
And I mean this genuinely. I cannot understand what's happened at Arsenal.
Well, they're not playing for him. The players are not playing for the manager.
That's what I don't get. So with Emery before him, I could see it. Like, you could see the change, you could feel it. But what's happened at Arsenal between the FA Cup final and the start of this season? What has happened? Aubameyang signed a permanent contract and the team's fallen off a cliff. Like, it makes no sense. Something has gone on that has not been publicly discussed. But the players have lost confidence in the manager. The manager has got... It's clearly all gone wrong at Arsenal. And I actually, even as a Spurs fan, I actually find it quite sad that this has happened. I know, genuinely, I do think this is quite sad. Because this is a club that... They shouldn't be in this position. You look around that team and there's some decent players in there. And they should not be... in the position that they are.
Well, I don't know what's going on at the club, but the fixtures look like this. It's Chelsea next, but then it really gets nice for Arsenal. Brighton away, West Brom away, Crystal Palace and Newcastle at home. So
you're going to buy one?
They do play in 18 and they only play one game in 19, but I am going absolutely nowhere near them.
So, answer me this. Free hit game week 18, majority of managers probably doing that.
Yeah.
Arsenal have a game.
Home to Palace. A nice game. On paper, nice, yeah. Yeah, who do you have?
What are you doing?
Because you'd be like, well, I'm free hitting, so I'll obviously get Aubameyang.
And let's be honest, you look at the teams that are playing in game week, we'll talk about this a bit later properly, but there are only a few teams that you actually want to invest in that. And you can only have three Spurs and three Man City, so you still got to fill your team with 15, you know, you've still got to get to the 15 others. So, you've got to take a look at Arsenal. And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know who, I guess you go Tierney. He feels like the best option.
They're just not running for the manager. We need to move on from Arsenal because, honestly, I don't think I'm going to be picking anybody from Arsenal. Even Pepe, who got the penalty this week. But
50p.
Listen, nothing else in his performance. If anything, I think he was one of the key reasons for them losing.
What was it you said never about tracked open play his goals? Name.
I think they got two open play goals in the last, I don't know,
all
since
season.
Game week four or something stupid. It's like, man, it's something
it's
ridiculous.
It's October, I think.
But listen, they weren't tracking back. They weren't harrying. It was too easy for Everton. And listen, Everton deserved the win, 2-1. I mean, what would you say about the Toffees then? They're back on track after a few bumpy weeks and kind of slipping down the league a little bit. They've got a couple of back-to-back wins now. So they've got Sheffield United up next. So I don't think, again, I'm going to go through this weekly cycle of do I want to sell Dominic Calvert-Lewin for money for somewhere else? But again, I'm going to look at it and go, well, probably not because he's got Sheffield United. He gets another return this week. All right, 4 points because he picked up the yellow card, but got the assist. Could he have had more goals? I don't know. The worrying thing about Calvert-Lewin is obviously when we all had him in his hot streak, and the reason is his ownership is so high, because it was goal after goal after goal. But the goals have dried up. That's only one goal now in his last five. but he's kind of chipping in with the assists and even the fantasy assists like we saw this week. So you kind of forgive him and you keep him. But he's not that explosive hat-trick getter that he was from a few weeks ago. So how are you feeling about DCL?
I actually think that Everton are on the up again now. I think the reappearance...
Look all right, don't they?
And I think the reappearance of Seamus Coleman in that game as a substitute is massive. The fact that Coleman is coming back makes a massive difference to Everton. And, all right, they haven't got Digne, but they're starting to get some of these key players back in their team. And by starting to get them back in their team, they're starting to get more of a structure. And they look better for it. And, you know, you look across the rest of the team, the attacking players, and, you know, it's another thing I never thought I'd say. Iwobi actually looked quite good in that game, was putting in some decent balls. Yeah, actually looked all right.
Jeez.
So you kind of look at it and you think, all right, well, they've got Sheffield United next, who, I mean, they can't... All right, they got something today, but just clinging on by the skin of their teeth, weren't they, by the end? I can't bring myself to sell Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Every week he's on the chopping block for me, and every week I kind of step back from it because I think the fixture's too nice. The Everton team look like they're getting better. I can't bring myself to take him out.
Got a lot of value tied up in him as well. Also, so if you get rid of him, it's difficult, more difficult to get him back, right?
Absolutely. And I also think that, for me anyway, and I don't know how you feel about this, but in previous seasons, what is he now? 8 million, something like that, around that mark, isn't
it? Yeah, ish.
If you were going to own an 8 million-ish striker and they returned 5 points every week... in seasons gone by, you go...
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think that this is partly because Calvert-Lewin was so good earlier on in the season that now the expectation is that he returns 8, 10, 12 points every week.
Any interest in Gylfi Sigurdsson?
No, absolutely not.
As the creator-in-chief?
No.
While James is kind of coming back and the guys on the wing are coming back?
No.
Sigurdsson seems to be the one on set pieces, dead ball situation? No.
I think it's Calvert-Lewin, isn't it? If you're going to go Everton attack, you go Calvert-Lewin.
2-0 to Aston Villa. The guys are saying not Ollie Watkins, Traore.
Again?
Traore.
He got the assist last time.
He got the assist on the first one,
I think.
Who got the assist for this one? It's like Grealish assist, the guys are saying. Grealish assist for a Traore goal, which is good for my team. I will take it.
You're going to be above me.
At the moment, it's looking right. Let's see
till
whether Suchek VAR
bangs a hattie tomorrow.
Suchek could be coming
to the
rescue. Let's go back to these games, Sam. Let's move on from Everton because I want to blast through these games and talk about double game weeks and our teams in particular. Let's rip the band-aid off. Talk to me about what happened at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium then today. Was it just an off day for Spurs?
We just weren't good enough.
Or are we starting to see, you know, a loss to Liverpool, a loss to Leicester, a couple of draws here and there? Has the sort of Spurs momentum been lost?
No, I don't think it's that.
No? Okay.
I don't think it's that. I think there was a lot of lethargy out there today. There was a lot of players out there not really doing what they should have been doing. I don't know what's happened to Lucas Moura, but he's totally off form. I think we really missed Steven Bergwijn and his work ethic out there today.
Yes.
Really missed that. Bale was
that goes undetected, I think.
Yeah.
People don't realise how much effort and work rate and tracking back defensively off the ball Bergwijn does. And without him, Lucas Moura played today.
Yeah.
I thought he had a poor game, Moura.
He did. And Lo Celso getting injured is massive because he has been really good. And one of the things he's massively improved is that work that he does off the ball. And I think what we saw today in that Spurs side, particularly in the second half, was that there were a lot of players on the pitch who are great on the ball but weren't doing enough off the ball. Lucas Moura is a prime example of that. Gareth Bale was a prime example of that when he came on. There was just a lack of commitment to the cause. And even Son, I would put Son in that category. Son today, for me, had a big habit of just waiting around for the ball to arrive.
It's not his game, though, is it? The game is Son's game is on pace.
Yeah,
I'm going to get you on the counter attack. My concern, and tell me, and I'll be shot down for this, I'm absolutely sure. My fear for Spurs is that it's becoming a bit like, well, if our plan A doesn't work, which is to sit and hit you on the counter attack, and the opposition scores first, it then becomes a very difficult game for Spurs, as we saw today. Leicester, I thought Leicester's strategy and tactics that they were spot on.
They got it right. Yeah, they got
it right. Yeah.
They did get it right. And I think, I thought Son had a very poor game today. But that's in part because I thought he, of all of them, was the most inflexible of everyone on the pitch.
Right.
So you see it with Kane. You see him see it. He reads the game. He knows that this isn't going our way. So he drops. and he tries to win the ball and play it through, because that's our best. That's our best strategy.
There was times, though, where Kane was doing it all on his own. There was bits that he was picking it up, trying to beat three or four defenders. Yeah. And, all right, you know, got to hand it to him for trying.
Yeah, yeah.
But where's the fluidity? No, where's the movement off the ball?
Absolutely. And I think that's... And that, for me, is a big issue right now at Spurs, is that...
Oh, penalty, Sam, to Aston Villa. Penalty. Let's see who's going to take it. You guys are saying...
Al-Ghazi.
Grealish won it. But it is El Ghazi who's going to take it, apparently.
It always is. If he's on the pitch, that's what he said, wasn't it? If he's on it, he takes it.
And it looks as if it is scored. It looks as if it is scored. So that is an El Ghazi goal and a Grealish second assist for Grealish.
Oh, wow. So you're having a score.
Having not done anything for some time in this game, Grealish looks as if he's going to pick up two assists. So he obviously heard you, Sam, when you were talking about him not being great. What about Leicester then in this game? We've talked about... Well, let's finish on Spurs. Worried about your Spurs assets, yes or no? You've got Kane and Son. Do you feel over-invested right now? Because a lot of FPL managers will feel that.
No, but only because of the fixtures.
Yeah.
I think had the fixtures been... Had we played like this in the build-up to Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal, I'd have gone, yeah, absolutely. It's time to sell.
Now you've got three difficult fixtures, yeah.
But... Equally, you know, I look at the game against Crystal Palace. We were unlucky not to get more. We were unlucky not to score extra in the game against Liverpool. Just on the counter breaks, that we didn't have very many. But we were unlucky. Steven Bergwijn, for example, was unlucky not to get a couple. And then today, they just were really off the races. And I think part of the issue is, and I'm not making excuses for them, because they were just poor today. But they have played a lot of games, more so than anyone else because of the qualifying for the Europa League early on. And they've got a game in midweek. Now, I would hope that Mourinho will be logical, and he is. So I suspect we'll see Vinicius and the likes against Stoke in the League Cup.
Yeah.
And that should mean that we get a better performance against Wolves. But I do think that potentially owning two Spurs is a bit much, particularly given they don't double in game week 19.
Well, they don't, but it is Sheffield United away.
It is Sheffield United away.
So there is a perfect example, and we've seen this in previous seasons, where people load up on double game week.
Yeah.
Rightly, because we all get a bit overexcited about double game week as FPL managers. But you can't ignore that Spurs fixture, can you? Sheffield United away. And if you look at the Fantasy Football Scout fixture ticker... and if you remember, you can sort by fixture difficulty on that table. Spurs are right at the top. Wolves away next, which I think you going to Molineux, I don't think that is the sort of game where you want to sell Kane and Son, I don't think.
No, Wolves because they will play Wolves how will
have
we want
a go, and I think they'll have a go at you, and you'll want to hit them on the counter. Yeah. Fulham at Leeds at home. Fulham is the interesting one there, actually, because the way that... So Fulham are all about pace on the counter now. So if could they tactically get it right, like... Leicester did this weekend.
Not as good defensively as Leicester.
But not as good defensively. Yeah. Particularly if Anderson is still... I don't know, Anderson got sent off, didn't he? So I don't know whether he's still out for
straight
that game or not.
Red, wasn't it?
Yeah, get in the comments. Let us know for how long Anderson's out for. But that's big if he's out for that Spurs game. Leeds at home, I think, is a cracking fixture. Because you know what Leeds are like.
Well,
Leeds
are
Leeds.
To attack.
Leeds are Leeds. They'll play like they did today at Old Trafford.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that'll play into your hands. Then it's Aston Villa away, Sheffield United away. So... All right, Kane and Son, nothing between them this game week, but you cannot sell ahead of those fixtures, can you? Surely.
I don't think you can, but I think people will. I think people will look at that and go, I want some money to... I mean, I don't know what you'd want the money to do.
Well, loads of different Trent and Robbo options
that,
at the back.
There's
and loads
that.
Of different, you know,
but there's, you know, I'm not... We'll talk about Man City in a minute, but I'm not seeing a lot from them that's going to make me want to go Son to one of those middle guys.
Okay.
If you don't have Bruno or you don't have Salah, I could see it. Absolutely.
Okay.
But I think if you do, if you have Bruno and Salah, who for me are the two at the moment that you must have, then it feels okay to be doubled on Spurs still.
All right.
But
what
if
about
you blank again... Then maybe it's time.
What about a move from Kane to Vardy then? Vardy
well,
with
groin.
The goal.
Got his groin,
and
didn't
assist,
he?
But did hobble off. Yes, did hobble off, holding his groin. So we've got to have a look at that. That is an injury that he's had a problem with in the past.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm not surprised to see him injured, particularly in this period of time when the games are coming thick and fast.
And he did try.
Right?
He did try and run it off and couldn't.
Yeah,
so
he did.
So I think that always worries me a little bit when you get a player that's got a bit of a history who... picks up a knock and you look at them and you see them really trying, and after a couple of minutes they go, it's not right, I've got to come off. Now, again, I think I'm right in saying I don't think Leicester play midweek.
Not sure. I don't think they do.
So okay. There's a bit of time before the Boxing Day fixtures. So,
which is Manchester United at home, by the way. What an interesting game that suddenly is.
Well, we've seen how good Manchester United are away from home usually.
Yeah.
Apart from Bruno last week.
But United was still good.
I think that's a really fascinating game because Leicester have done... If they play like they did against Spurs today, they'll put up a really good fight against that Manchester United team who are on the crest of a wave right now. So let's see. I think it's fascinating. But for me, I said this on my Insta reactions, the return of Ndidi was massive today. Absolutely massive.
Oh, he makes such a difference, doesn't he? He's winning balls, his recoveries. I think I read a stat that actually he got more recoveries in this game than any other player in a Premier League game so far this season. And he's just coming back from injury,
this guy.
He's not even match fit, really.
And made Maddison so much better as well.
Yes, he does make Maddison better. Yes,
Maddison
he does.
And Harvey Barnes, actually, to be fair. Both of them. Best games I've seen in the playoff season.
I thought that was a fantastic battle, and I did tweet that, I think, back towards the back end of last week. That battle between Ndidi and Højbjerg in the middle there
was going to
make or break the game. And in the end, I thought Ndidi won it. I thought he was absolutely sensational. So Leicester, definitely worth a look. Manchester United coming up next, as we said. Crystal Palace away, Newcastle away. They do blank in 18, but then they are available for the double game week with two home games against teams that will come at them, Southampton and Chelsea. So Vardy, depending on groin, he could be one that you might start to have a look at for the double game week. But you're right, Ndidi makes Maddison a better option. I thought Harvey Barnes played with a bit more freedom because they've got that protection of Ndidi sitting there, who basically plays as two holding midfielders. Very, very good. Let's move on. A couple more games. Manchester United 6, Leeds United 2.
I sort of thought
this game was going to be like this, to be honest with you. I knew it'd be full of goals. I knew there'd be tons of... I knew it'd be pretty open because Leeds don't know how to park the bus. They just don't know. And fair play to them. I love watching Leeds this season. They are cavalier. They're gung-ho. They give it a go. And sometimes, and I remember James saying this on Planet FPL Pod at the beginning of the season, every now and again, they will get battered. And today, they got battered. You cannot give Manchester United a two-goal head start for a start after
not three or four minutes, but from McTominay.
Absolutely ridiculous. But listen, I want to get your thoughts on both these sides in a second, but it is full-time now in the Villa game. So it's a baptism of fire, frankly, for Big Sam.
He's got issues
at West
to solve.
Brom. He has got some big, big issues to solve there without his captain for the Liverpool game coming up after Christmas on Boxing Day. So a long way to go to get them back on track for Big Sam. 3-0 to Aston Villa tonight.
Oh,
Grealish
man.
With two assists.
You're going to be
two
above
assists.
Me.
Manchester United 6, Leeds 2 then. So Fernandes, as I thought he might do, getting in amongst the points. But listen, they all played well. Martial with three assists, for example. A brave decision, I thought, to go into this game without Pogba, who played very, very well in the week. And he went with Dan James. I'm looking at that going, what's he doing, Dan James?
And then you look at it
and you think, well, hold on a minute. Okay, so Leeds will attack, Man United will attack. The game will get stretched. He'll find a bit of space and Dan James can exploit that space. I have to tell you.
He got it right, Ollie.
He got it right again, Ollie. And I don't know whether it's him or whoever else that's making the decisions,
but he
got it right. So
it's Ollie.
He's now third in the league, a point behind, I think, Leicester in second. And he's got a game in hand.
It could be one point behind you, right?
I think it could be 2 points behind Liverpool if they win their game in hand. So they are, all of a sudden, in the flipping title race. I know they've been guff all season. So what is going on at Manchester United? Let's have a look at their fixtures. It's Leicester away, as we mentioned before. Then it's Wolves and Aston Villa at home. They blank in the 18, but then they do double in 19 with Liverpool and Fulham away. So would you target them for the double, or would you start to bring in more Manchester United now if your strategy is to free hit in 18 and build for game week 19, which I think is the way you are currently thinking, more on that a bit later on? Who within that Man United squad would you start to bring in, or is it still just Bruno?
I think it's hard to pick anyone other than Bruno in terms of consistency of performances.
Right.
So for me, and I don't know how you feel, but I feel like Bruno, with the exception of last week, but even last week... That was more to do with his position that he'd been told to play in by Ollie, I think, than it was anything else.
Well, we said, didn't we? I think we went on the FPL show on Thursday and we were talking about the fact that with Pogba there, he and Bruno get forward, you know, at different times. One sits, one goes. And a lot of the time against Southampton, Pogba tended to be the one
that was
getting more involved going forward and got a couple of assists in that game. As soon as I saw that lineup for United today with Fred and McTominay, I was rubbing my hands as a Bruno captainer because I was like, right, He's in the 10. He's the one that's going to be up there with Rashford and Martial in amongst it. So I was delighted to see those two holding midfielders.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we're going to go back to the Pogba-Fernandes axis. That is a bit of a concern I have. But listen, United... So Fernandes, I think, second overall this game week for shots. 5. Only second only to Vardy. So he's up there getting the shots, getting the assists. You know what you're going to get from him. Who would you put with him if you were going to put anyone with him?
That's hard.
It's tougher, isn't it?
It's hard because I don't want to go with a defender. Not because like we saw from Lindelof in the last couple of weeks that there's attacking potential from him. But I just feel like the clean sheet potential isn't really there. They don't keep clean sheets. And they're a lot of money, the Man United defenders. Apart from Lindelof, they're a lot of money. And so I don't feel like I want to invest that level at the back. Then you look across the rest of the team and you think, okay, well, I could have Rashford, I could have Martial. They're probably the two if you were going to look to back up Bruno with somebody else. And of the two, I'd rather have Rashford.
But
I don't know if I'm that wed to having another Manchester United midfielder.
Okay.
Like
there's a lot of other premiums you'd want. That's
exactly
the problem.
And
there will be a few people looking for Son to Rashford. That will be a popular-ish transfer, I suspect, coming up. Just before I get your opinion on Leeds, because, again, plucky, courageous, brave, all of those things, but ultimately get beat by 6. So more on those in a second. A super chat from Duncan Crawford. Hey, Duncan, from our patron. How you doing, mate? Very nice to see you. Merry Christmas to you. Good of you, Sam, to keep your word on the poor star martini. He is free hitting in game week 18. So do I keep Grealish for Palace and burn a transfer or sell? So he's looking to keep Grealish for Palace and not do any other transfers. In fact, burn a transfer, which is a strategy you've employed in recent weeks that's worked out well for you. Sometimes, Duncan, doing nothing is the right thing to do. Or does he sell Grealish? Now, ahead of 2 assists on the back of tonight, going to be difficult to sell when you're coming up against Crystal Palace at home.
Remind me about Villa in 19. Who have they got?
They've got Everton at home as their only fixture. And I think that's part of the reason people will be... I think the 2 assists tonight actually make it a bit more of a difficult decision. Because a lot of FPL managers would have been looking at Grealish and going, all right, Crystal Palace at home, probably keep him for that. But then Chelsea away, Man United away... Spurs at home in 18, so if you're not free hitting, or even if you are, Grealish is probably in there for that Spurs game. But then Everton at home as their only single game in game week 19 in the double. So there is a school of thought of getting off of Grealish. It's Palace at home, so you probably want to keep him for next game week, I'd suggest. But after that, there is a case to take him out because you don't want him for Chelsea, Man U, Spurs, and then he's a single game week. What do you think? Difficult one,
so
isn't it?
So in any normal circumstance, I think I'd say burn it. Because as we've seen from me this season, I'm not opposed to that. However, I think at this point of the season, we've come to a crux with this double game week coming up. Where suddenly the number of transfers that you have to get to your game week 19 team is quite limited. Because obviously you're losing the game week 18 transfer with a free hit. So you haven't got a roll in probably.
Yes, yeah.
And therefore, you've only got, the transfer into 14, the transfer into 15, the transfer into 16 and 17. So you've got 4 weeks in order to get your 19 team how it is. So, Duncan, what I would do is look at my 19 team that I want, look at the team I have, and work out how many transfers it's going to take to get from where I am now to there. And if it means that I would have to take a hit later to get to my 19 team... I'd take Grealish out now.
Okay.
But if I didn't have to take a hit, I'd leave him in for Palace and burn the transfer.
Okay, all right. Well, there we go. Advice. What about Leeds then, Sam? So yes, again, I've benched Dallas points, which is absolutely incredible. I've benched Dallas every time he's got points this season. It's absolutely incredible. 2 assists for Rafinha, though. And I did notice, actually, he is top, joint top, for crosses this game week. Obviously, I pulled these stats before the Villa game, so it could be... I don't know, Grealish or somebody is putting in tons of crosses. But pre-Villa game, Rafinha was top for crosses this game week, joint with Solly March, actually, of Brighton Hove Albion. So Rafinha, 2 assists. The fixtures for Leeds don't look too bad, I don't think. Burnley at home, West Brom away. Then it's that Spurs game. Then a blank. But then crucially for Leeds owners, Brighton and Southampton at home, double home fixture in game week 19. Now, Leeds have been... actually very hit and miss at home recently. Before that Newcastle game, actually hadn't scored many goals at home whatsoever. I think 2 in their previous 4. Then they go and bang 5 against Newcastle and you think, all right, this might be a new Leeds. And then they get beat 6-2. It's like, well, I don't know how to predict Leeds right now. So up and down. But they do have that really nice double game week. And to that end, if you're building towards that, you've probably got to look at Bamford. You've probably got to look at Dallas. You've got to look at, I don't know, Ayling maybe, but Rafinha as well as a massive differential maybe in the double game week.
I must admit, Rafinha is somebody I really like. Every time I watch him, I really like him. I think he looks like, even today against Manchester United, in the way that that game panned out, Rafinha looked dangerous. He looked on it. He was everywhere that you would want an attacking player of that price point to be. And with players like Bamford around him, you always feel like there's potential for FPL returns for him. And we saw that in the goal, in the assist that he got today. And I think you're absolutely right in what you've just said, that you, if you don't own... So I went into last game week not owning any Leeds players. So when the announcement about the double came up, I was like, don't own any Leeds players. And the fixtures in that double are really nice and I need to get some, which is why I kind of went a bit rogue and took out Watkins ahead of West Brom and Port in Bamford ahead of Man United. Because I just couldn't burn any more transfers, knowing where I needed to get to. But I think there is definitely scope for additional Leeds players between now and the double. And Rafinha is one that's definitely on my...
I think if you were going to be aggressively playing your free hit in 19 and going, right, I'm just going to maximise the amount of double game weekers I can have, I think you'd have a cheeky punt on Rafinha, wouldn't you? He'd be in year 11, I think, in the double game week. Quite possibly. Yeah. I mean, it's mega differential. Leeds, despite this defeat this weekend, they do look investable because you know what you're going to get from them. You're going to get attacking prowess. But like I say, Burnley and West Brom next before an away trip to Spurs, which that's got the potential to be quite an open game as well a few game weeks from now. So all eyes on Leeds. Then we're going to discuss a couple more games and then we're going to talk about our ranks. We can't talk too much about West Brom and Villa because that's just happened. Let's have a very brief chat about Southampton 0, Manchester City 1 before we go to our teams and we start talking a little bit about single or blank game weeks and double game weeks. An assist for De Bruyne, goal for Sterling. When I saw it and I got McCarthy in goal, I went, oh, that's a rank killer. And it was a bit for me, having no Man City attack. I've got Cancelo, he got the 8 points. You've got Diaz, he got 9. So it was Manchester City defenders to the rescue. And a lot of managers out there got both of those guys. So happy days, that's a 17-pointer for those two. But I must admit, that goal did sting my rank a little bit. However, I'm still looking at that Man City team and thinking, I just don't feel compelled to spend as much money as I've got to spend on these guys. There's that lack of ruthlessness, again, from Man City that we mentioned on the FPL show that we sat here last Sunday and spoke about. They're just not banging teams. And now going away to Southampton, you're not expecting them to rack up a cricket score, of course. And they go home to Newcastle next, where they could. They could. So if you've got KDB, you've got Sterling, listen, don't sell. Definitely keep ahead of Newcastle at home and maybe even captain. But I struggle to invest 11 odd million in any of these guys because they're just not getting those 3, 4, 5 nils that we're used to seeing.
100% agree.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard at the moment because in every other FPL season, at 11 point, what is he now, 8 million, you'd buy Kevin De Bruyne. You would, absolutely. But Manchester City aren't at the races at the moment in terms of the level of goal scoring that they are getting. They had the opportunities in this game. They had the chances to be more than 1-0. They absolutely did. They also had the opportunities to be 1-1 in this game.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the defenders played really, really well, hence the bonus points for Diaz and Cancelo. But I can't bring myself to take out a premium. So, like, if we're talking about getting to KDB, I can't just do. But McCarthy played well again. And yes, I could go to Martinez and probably I will look to upgrade Forster for the double if I decide I want to play my bench boost because I want a playing keeper alongside him for that week. But otherwise, I'm kind of happy to just set and forget on McCarthy for the season. I feel like He's fine. And for the price, I don't want to invest a lot in my keeper. So for the price, I think he's good value.
Okay. All right. Let's have a look then at... what should we have a look at next? I'd like to talk about blanks and doubles in just a game week. In just a second. I do want to do a quick Manager of the Month update. So here is our Manager of the Month league for December. So Kevin flying high on 211 points. Well done, Kevin. Absolutely sensational. We've got Hasnain, myself, and Adrian in at 205, and then Nicholas and Durav in at 204. So these are obviously the scores at the end of the last game week. They don't take into account this game week score. So I'm hoping that I think I've had a good game week. And if I add my this game week to my 205, I think I'm going to be there or thereabouts. You know, I'll be coming for you, mate. So listen, all to play for. December is a long month when it comes to manager of the month. We've still got about 3 game weeks to go, I think, 2 or 3 game weeks. Now, listen, if you want to go check us out, patreon.com/FPL family, we'd love you to do that. The December manager month is closed. We've finished that now, because it'd be kind of unfair if you came along with, you know, 3 storming game weeks.
Because you want to win.
Because you're like, oh, I can win this. And then you're in the fourth game week and everyone else is like, well, I've been here since the first of those game weeks. So our December competition is closed. But if you do want to check us out ready for January, then absolutely do that. It's a good time to join Patreon at the beginning of a month. So maybe don't join now, but keep it in mind as we go into the new year. If you'd love to come and support us over on Patreon in January and get access to bonus podcasts that we put out there on a Friday, our Slack community, if you're interested in winning some prizes that we've got on the wall here, or having one-to-one Zooms with us about FPL and your team, particularly with the January wildcard coming up, then January 1st in the new year is a good time to come join us over on Patreon.
They'd be getting a podcast on Christmas Day this week.
A podcast on Christmas Day. Yeah, we might not do it on Christmas Day.
We'll record it on Christmas Eve when we don't have the children, when we come back from the show.
FPL show on Christmas Eve, and then bonus Ohana.
We'll record it, we'll put it out, we'll schedule it for Christmas morning.
What we'll do.
A nice
That's
little
what
present
we'll do.
For you all.
That's what we'll do. Let's talk about the single and double game weeks then, Sam. And we've kind of touched on this a little bit as we've gone through the video, so I don't want to talk about this for too long. But here are, this is what the blank game week 18 looks like. So here are the teams that if you were going to play your... Well, actually, let me ask you this question. Chip strategy, then. So we're coming up to blank game week 18. We're coming up to double game week 19. Of course, your thinking around chips can change and probably will change over the next 3 game weeks. Right now, as we sit here, how are you thinking to navigate 18 and 19, and with which chips, very briefly?
So it's interesting, because when you said it can change, mine has changed already. So in the when it first got announced, which was that Friday night?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, whenever it was. It was just before game week started, wasn't it?
And when it was Thursday, I think. I remember talking about it on the FPL show on Thursday.
Oh, I don't know.
Back end of last week.
Anyway, whenever it got announced, my immediate gut was my team's actually got 8. At that point, it had 7 players that were going to play in the blank game week.
Yeah.
So my immediate gut was like, no need to destroy my team. I've got loads of free transfers. I'll just build a team for game week 18. I'll free hit in 19 and play through till the end then, which means only using 1 chip. Then
it'll be like this for 3 weeks. You'll be changing your mind
all the time. No, because I'm fairly settled now.
Okay.
Then I thought, what are you doing? Double game weeks are there for aggressiveness.
Right.
They're there
for
let's go, let's get as many points as we can. And a free hit is brilliant, but it's not aggressive. Because all a free hit gives you is 11 playing players. So yes, it can give me 11 double game weekers if that's the way I want to go. But then you risk losing the single game weekers who you think might have a good game. But in a double game week, playing a bench boost when your team's built for the double anyway, or a triple captain when your team's built for the double anyway, it gives you so much more potential for brilliance.
So what are you thinking? You're thinking of just getting to 18, whatever team you get out, say it's 6, 7, maybe 8 players, that's good enough.
No, I think...
And then you use your free hit chip aggressively in 19 to go big on 11 double game weekers.
That was my original plan.
Okay.
But my new plan is to be... You can't win FPL playing it...
Safe.
You've got to go for it. So my new plan is to free hit in 18, so I get a full team of players out, build my team between now and 19 so that I've got as many doubles as I want.
Okay.
Not as many as I can have, as many as I want. There's a big difference.
And how many do you think that you want?
10, maybe 11.
Okay, all right.
And then we'll see where the form is. If somebody is in prime form, then the captaincy chip may appear. But I think it'll end up being a bench boost.
Okay, so there we go. So those are the teams that play in blank game week 18. Now, you mentioned before about aggressively using your free hit chip in 19 to maximise the double game week, really going for it in the double game week. Here are the teams then that double in game week 19, sorted by difficulty, according to the Fantasy Football Scout ticker. So, we obviously, you can see it right there, guys. So, West Ham, obviously, look investable. Leeds, Chelsea, Liverpool, all look investable. Not sure about West Brom. Couple of difficult away games there. Saints, couple of reasonable-looking games-ish. Manchester United, hit and miss. Leicester, two home games. Fulham, even two home games. Talk to me about... Yeah, pick out a few players. Is there a few differentials you're thinking of, or is it too early for that yet? Who are the key players that you're going to have from the likes of West Ham, Leeds, Chelsea, Liverpool? And actually, are these players already in your team?
Well, I'm not free-hitting in double game week 19. I'm going to have... These are the players that we're going to talk about, are players that I'm going to have to...
You're going to build to. Yes, okay.
So I already have two West Ham players in Creswell and Suchek. Now, there's obviously scope for a swap at that point. So Bowen, I think, looks like a lovely option. I also think if Antonio is available by that stage, then he could be a really nice option and will be a huge differential, of course. But I think owning a couple of them is a wise strategy. Salah is what he is. And I think owning one of the Liverpool defenders looks like a really good thing to have done, for want of a better way of putting it. Leeds, I think Rafinha, I still think he will be
as a differential,
a really, really nice differential pick for those doubles. I really do.
So I think I'm thinking similar to you in terms of I'm going to build to 19, probably bench boost in 19, we'll see. I'd be one or two of the other chips. I probably will free hit in 18. I probably will. I'm looking at these single game week 18. I'm thinking, I only have Cancelo right now. I don't have any Arsenal, obviously. I've got a couple of Spurs, so okay. Aston Villa seems fine. It's not a great game, but it's a fine game. Calvert-Lewin, fine. But I'm looking at my team, I'm thinking, if I don't free hit right now, I've probably got four or five players. And if I use my transfers in the next three game weeks to get players from these teams, like Newcastle, Sheffield United, Arsenal, all teams that I don't really want.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to have a team that I don't
You're
going to want to burn that wild card probably. And with probably future doubles down the line, you probably want to keep that wild card in your back pocket, potentially for game week 29. So for 18, I'm pretty sure I'm going to free hit. And I guess I'm going to have three City. I'll have a couple of Newcastle in there. Probably have Callum Wilson. Probably have an Arsenal player, I don't know. I'll probably have somebody like Reguilón or something like that as a bit more of a differential at Spurs. Maybe I'll go a couple of Everton, Jackie Grealish as well, probably. But anyway, I will pick something that will do a job in game week 18, knowing that when game week 19 kicks in, my team will come back with Suchek, with Dallas, with Chilwell, with Salah, with a Liverpool defender then probably as well, with my Saints players, with Che Adams and McCarthy, with Fernandes from Manchester United, with a Leicester player potentially if I bring them in the next couple of weeks. But the point is, it will be a team that I want and that I'll be happy with. Mm. I will also, in game week 19, probably still have at least one Spurs player. Not worried about that. Although they're not on a double game week, but they've got Sheffield United away, so I will keep one of them. So my team is already, the way my team is right now, and your strategy, guys, get in the comments, let me know what your strategy is for the blanks and the doubles. But my strategy is to work with what I've got right now and build on it for 19, to maximise 19, because what I've got right now already looks quite good for 19. If I was to take what I've got and start building it towards 18, I'd be building something I don't really want.
And that's where I changed my mind.
So I'm going to free hit in 18, build to 19, maybe use the bench boost, maybe use the triple captain, see how I feel about those two things. But I'm going to build towards 19. I think we're aligned with that, aren't we?
I think so, because I do genuinely think that you have to be aggressive with the free hit chip. And by that, I mean to use it when you're going to really suffer. And I think double game weeks aren't when you're going to really suffer. Double game weeks are there to be won, and you win them with triple captains and bench boosts.
Very good.
But don't overlook the single game weekers. Do it at your peril, because there's some really nice
Man
teams
City,
in there.
Spurs.
Who you just know will punish you if you take them out for that week. So
who are the single game weekers that you look? So City, despite no double, you'd like them at home to Crystal Palace. Spurs, Sheffield United, maybe Wolves at home to West Brom. You could maybe put one in there. It's tricky, isn't it? There's a few in there that you'd want to keep
hold of. Spurs and Man City are the ones that strike themselves out to me as players that you will want in game week 19. So having three of them feels like, and that would still give you 12 double game weekers, But having having a few single game weekers might just be the differentials that you need to really do well.
Okay, all right. Let's have a look then, Sam, at our teams for this game week. Here is... Oh, I didn't put your team up. Oh, holy moly. Right, here's my team. Give us a... send us a picture of your team and
get that. It's going to go on the fly.
On the fly. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk through my team. So here is my team. Guys, I've had a good game week. Really good game week. And this was at half time. I posted in, this picture. So Grealish with a 1 point and Target with a 1 point. You guys tell me, what did they end up on? Hopefully, Target didn't go off before the hour. I'm hoping he's got the six. And then Grealish with the two assists. So I'm hoping he's at what? That's like three plus something like, I don't know, 10 or 11 points. So pretty happy with that. You're going to airdrop me your team.
It's airdropped to you.
Right, okay, let's move that over to the desktop. Here we go, guys. We're going to do this on the fly. Look at this. We're going to do that in a minute. I'll bring your team up in a second. So all in all, with Grealish and Target points coming in as well, a good game week. I have Chilwell still to play, but I have the two big hitters that did well. So Salah and Fernandes, both in my team. Captain Fernandes, so I'm very happy with that. You guys in the live chat, thank you. You're saying Grealish got a 10-pointer. Target's in there with a 6. So that's 16 points for me. So that's an additional 14. So I'm on 70. I'm on 87 with Chilwell to play. So I'm very happy with that, guys. Really, really happy with that score.
What a game week.
I'd love to know where I'm at with my overall rank.
Because
it's better than 209 right now. I'm going to have a look.
You'll be ahead of me.
My overall rank, by the way, last week on the live stream was about 350k. Currently up to 170k. So very, very happy with that.
Very good.
Really, really good game.
Well done.
Nailing the captaincy makes all the difference. It really makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
And in the end, it was just a case of, where do I think there's going to be more chaos and goals? I felt like there was going to be chaos and goals in that Manchester United game. And if there was, pretty good chance that Bruno's part of it.
Nice.
But listen, when Salah was benched and then came on for the 16, I was loving that, obviously, because it was part of the 7-0, of course, as well. Cancelo with the two bonus points. Very happy with that too. The four from Calvert-Lewin, okay, not to worry. Wasn't expecting too much from my Southampton assets against Man City, McCarthy and Adams, and so it proved. But obviously, look at Grealish, look at Target. Had a really good week, guys. A really, really good week.
So
170k, very, very happy with that indeed. And that leaves me on, 87 points, 170k. Really, really good. Very happy with that. Let's have a look at your team then. And while I'm doing
this... I've made that one so strong that I couldn't drink it.
While I'm bringing up the image here, you can talk through it because you've got it on your phone.
Well. It's not gone that well. I think
you can talk us through it.
I think the thing is, actually, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm on 57 for the week with three to play tomorrow, which actually is not... It's fine. It's above average. But the captaincy fail...
That stings, right? That's got to sting.
It does, because...
There's two lads in the middle there, Fernandes and Salah, just begging for the captaincy.
Yeah, and it's just one of them things. And I'll be honest, and I said this to you earlier, didn't I, when we were chatting in the living room, when the Spurs game was on, or just after the Spurs game. No, when the Man United game was on. I genuinely and honestly can say... I can't be annoyed about the captaincy thing because I didn't think about captaining anyone else.
No, you were pretty set on Kane
all week.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I was like, the fixture, he is so good against Leicester. Every time we play Leicester, I just put the armband on Kane if I own him because I always feel like that's the right thing to do. And as a result of that, I didn't really look at the other two, but equally I knew that the other two could do well and I owned them. So it's not the end of the world. And that's the thing that, you know, when Salah did what he did, it didn't hurt my rank. In fact, I got green arrows from it. When Bruno did what he did, it actually didn't really hurt my rank. In fact, I got little bits of chunk off of my rank every time he did something. So again, it wasn't the end of the world. The Aston Villa boys have killed me. Because...
Yeah, stuff on to say actually, that. Grealish is so well owned. And obviously Martinez
and
as well keeps a clean sheet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So actually that result has hurt. I think, you know, I burnt, as you all know, I burnt a lot of transfers this season. I didn't this week. I did one. I did Watkins to Bamford. It was a bit of a risk. But Bamford was going to go up in price. And if he went up in price, which he did last night, I wouldn't have been able to afford him. So I was like, I have to do this transfer now. Otherwise it's done. And I need Bamford over Watkins for what I'm planning for 19. So I did it thinking, okay, well, Manchester United, Leeds are better away from home. He could score. Man United aren't exactly solid defensively. So, you know, that'll be okay. And I did know it was a risk. Like going that Aston Villa West Brom game, I hoped as a non-Aston Villa owner that Big Sam could work some magic in the like 3 days that he's been there.
Yeah.
Clearly not quite yet, but you never know. And
I talk us through the rest of your team and any initial thoughts on transfers for next week as well.
So Lamptey's obviously a bit of an issue for me at the moment.
Yeah, what's up with Lamptey? Is he back next week or no? Not,
apparently he's got another problem. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know whether they keep bringing him back too soon or whether this is precaution. I just don't really get it. But at the moment, he's really frustrating to own at a time where also I'm not seeing a lot of value in Brighton defensively. So I think
they don't look good, Brighton, do they?
They really don't. So I think he will go. And it will be a begrudging sell.
So who are you looking to bring in for Lamptey?
Well, ridiculously, I'll probably end up going back to Dallas.
brilliant.
Just because now I wouldn't have done that, because the reason I sold, there was a particular reason I sold Dallas, because the fixtures weren't exactly primed for clean sheets, and we've seen that. Okay, he's got a couple of goals, but now I'm building towards a team for game week 19, it makes a lot of sense to have a Leeds defender.
Sure.
So I think...
because they're defending so well at the moment.
Yeah, but it makes a lot of sense to have one in there, particularly as he keeps scoring goals.
True,
so
yeah.
I think Lamptey to Dallas makes a lot of sense, so that could happen.
The guys are saying, so Calvin is in, he's saying bring Kufal in for Lamptey. Well, you've got Creswell
I've
already.
I've got Creswell,
so
I'm not
the
sure.
The double West Ham defence, I'm not sure I'd go with that, but Kufal is a nice pick.
He is a nice pick, and if I didn't have Creswell, I probably would go Kufal. But I think Lamptey to Dallas feels like that might happen. I don't have to play them, of course, because until I get a bit closer to the... like, there's certain games where I would not want to be playing a Leeds defender, but then equally, you know, I don't have to. I can play my other forwards instead. So
don't fancy getting Matty Target and covering that Aston Villa clean sheet.
But I would really only be doing it for 1 week against Palace, because after that the fixtures aren't great, and it wouldn't be lending to my game week 19 transfer.
Not
strategy.
Part of the overall strategy. Yeah, get it.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? So it's a red arrow to 230k at the minute, which hurts a little bit.
Game week points still 57, right?
57 for
with
the
game. With two to play. Creswell and Suchek's coming on for Lamptey.
And Chilwell.
Yes,
both the Wells. Three to play. Obviously, they play each other. So, let's see. I mean, if they could all get some attacking returns, that would be nice. But I might be living in cloud cuckoo land. I think of all of them, I'd rather the West Ham boys did something, because they're a bit more differential.
Yeah.
So if Chilwell blanks, kind of like, well, everyone's got a Chelsea defender, so that's not the end of the world. But
shame about Reece James, isn't it? Shame for Reece James owners. Now it looks as if he's going to be out for a sort of short to medium term.
But I am also, you are right, 100%, and a shame for him as well. But I'm also slightly relieved, because one of the transfers I did think about doing to free up some money was to go Chilwell to James.
Sideways to free up some money, yeah.
I'm glad I didn't now.
Yeah, sure. So there we go.
So you're above me.
A solid game week for you.
For the night,
at least.
Very
good one for me. Let's see what Suchek and your
captaincy,
West Ham boys do.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing what the captaincy can do. If you get the captaincy right, and I have been doing that the last few weeks, and my transfers have been pretty good as well. I obviously sacrificed Robertson a couple of weeks ago for Matty Target, who's got back-to-back sixes. I'm not complaining about that at all. But the main reason I sold Robertson was to fund Jota to Fernandes with a view to captaining Fernandes the last two game weeks. That didn't work out last week, but this week, really, really good. Really pleased to see that. And actually, you know, the fixtures they've got coming up, Leicester, Wolves and Aston Villa, they look fine. I mean, you could feasibly captain Fernandes against those if you wanted to, but I think you're going to go Salah against West Brom, aren't you? I think you are. So there we go, guys. Thank you for joining us on tonight's FPL family. A very Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you for bearing with us. I appreciate we had some buffering issues at the beginning of the stream, which were not great. Some of you had them, some of you didn't. For those of you that stuck with us, Give me my hat.
Go on.
For those of you that stuck with us during the buffering, thank you very much indeed. Really appreciate it. And I know we had a few, maybe even mic issues during it as well. Some of you
and a camera issue when I threw
you threw your hat at the camera. It was proper old school FPL family, actually, wasn't it? Proper old school. We haven't had an FPL family stream like that for a while, and it just so happens that it coincides with you boozing again.
Don't you feel like we just needed a bit of light-hearted relief this weekend?
We just needed a bit of light-hearted relief.
I feel like this weekend,
where you threw your hat at the camera.
This weekend is just, you know, Boris has cancelled Christmas. Then our trip to Lapland, Silverstone got cancelled because we can't leave
that.
It here.
Yeah, not doing that.
Then Spurs lost twice. And I felt like we just needed a bit of light-hearted relief.
Just need to come and be on FPL Family and just get it off your chest. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
I've, I can't cheers. You're missing beer. I've drunk it all. But
I've drunk four of these, so Merry good luck Christmas. To you in a minute.
Merry Christmas to all of you guys. And thank you again for joining
We've
us.
We've got a busy week,
throughout
though.
The year. We have got a busy week. This is not the last you've seen of us before Christmas. I'm sorry for all of you guys.
Sorry, guys.
I've had enough of us already. But we'll be on the FPL show on Christmas Eve. And have we got anything else?
I'm on the pod this week.
You're on the FPL podcast
yeah,
this week?
Yeah, I'll be on the pod on Thursday. Wednesday. That'll be up Wednesday afternoon. And then, yeah, Christmas Eve FPL show. On Thursday morning.
All sorts going on, guys.
And O'Connor on Friday.
So plenty of FPL family goodness for you before Christmas. And then, of course, we've got the Boxing Day fixtures. And we will be back this time next week, Sunday, 8:30, usual slot, when we'll be looking back at all of the Boxing Day fixtures and looking ahead to the New Year's Day fixtures. Have I got that right? Or is there another game in the middle?
I think there's no, because the game ends on Sunday and starts again on Monday.
What?
No, hang on. I'm sure I'm...
Mind blown.
Right, let me just check. I'm sure that's right. I mean, I've had four...
Boxing Day is Saturday,
I've had four Porn Star Martinis, so I might be wrong, but
anything
hang on, let me check.
Anything can happen at
this stage. Game week 14...
Yeah, it's the one we just had, isn't it?
Game week 15 starts on Saturday, finishes on Sunday. Game week 16 starts on Monday. So we'll see you on Sunday for a review of the game week and a look towards the game week that starts... The next day. Might even have some live stream transfers going on.
We could actually be doing live transfers on that live stream because we'll be looking at those fixtures and looking ahead to what happens no longer than 24 hours after that.
And I've also just realised that on that Monday, there's a game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means you're going to have a 1:30 deadline.
1:30 deadline for which game week? Game week 16. Goodness me, guys. Listen, you need to follow us on Twitter, at FPL Family, over on Instagram as well, at FPL Family.
Wow.
If you've got Facebook as well, look for us on there and follow us over there. Keep up to speed with what's going on with these deadlines. It's going to be very easy to miss a deadline, particularly that Boxing Day deadline if you've had a few too many mince pies on Christmas Day. But listen, have a great Christmas, guys. Whatever tier you're in the UK, look after each other, stay safe, and we will see you on Sunday, next Sunday, our usual time, 8:30, and we will see you then. Cheers, guys.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas.